Yes, hello and welcome along to Drive Time Sport here on CRY 104 FM. Plenty of great interviews coming up here on your local radio station between now and 6 o'clock. Plenty of snooker content as well with the likes of PJ Nolan, Ireland head coach. We'll have Brendan Cooney along from the local YALC YMS. We'll talk in horse racing with Martin Murphy and a lot more. But just like last week, only one place to start. We're going to start with Sean Power of Power Fitness. And if you joined us last week, or you might have heard the podcast online, Sean has taken me under his wing, of course, and we're going to talk about the opening week now and how I got on. But firstly, we'll welcome Sean to the programme again. Hello, Sean, how are you keeping?
Hi, Barry, how are things?
Yeah, very well. Great to have you along once again. And of course, this time last week, I weighed myself in, and we've been doing a lot of work over the course of the last week.
Yeah, definitely. We're still friends anyway after week one, so that's a good sign.
Exactly. So if you just want to, maybe I'll remind the people of my weight, I suppose, last week. I know we were kind of giving it out here in pounds and kgs, but I weighed in at 16 stone 2.6 pound last week, and this week I am 15 stone 11.5 pound. So I think you were kind of making that up in kgs earlier, so I've lost a couple of pounds.
Yeah, definitely. So in kilos there, you started, you were just under 103 kilos, so 102.8, and you have lost like 2.3 kilos, so about 5 pounds, which is great for the first week. It's amazing. You really put in the work, and you got out for a few runs, and you just watch your diet. Like, we didn't do any crazy crash diet or anything. There was no meal plan. You just basically tracked your food and ate a bit healthier, and I was there for that accountability.
Exactly, yeah, and of course, look, I suppose we were touching base, you know, basically every day with an odd-old message and stuff like that. And, you know, you were asking me how I was getting along, because obviously in the past I would have tried, you know, numerous diets, and, you know, maybe on a Friday say, yeah, I can't wait till Monday, no, I'm definitely going on a diet and enjoying the weekend, and, you know, this is my last takeaway and stuff like that. But when you were asking me, I suppose, during the week, what was the, you know, the main thing that I suppose kept me going through the week, and in fairness, you know, it was pretty straightforward now, if I'm being honest with you, but the accountability thing is absolutely massive, just knowing that you maybe have to text yourself and let you know what I ate, or, you know, what training I did and stuff like that. I thought that was just absolutely massive, and I think that's nearly a must for anyone that is trying to lose weight.
Exactly, yeah, and this is just the tip of the iceberg here. Like, it's just week one. We need to still put in place a proper, like, longer term plan. This is just like step one, get to see what you're eating, what foods you like, how much water you're drinking, and then see how much you're moving as well. Just simple things like that, and then we just build on that week to week, month to month, year to year. And it's something that you're always going to be eating food, you're always going to be drinking your water, so you need to learn about it and learn ways of fitting it into your lifestyle as well.
Yeah, very good. So obviously, look, we're on to the second week now, and, you know, what's the main goal, I suppose, for the second week for me, or is there anything new we're going to be trying?
Well, more of the same, as in you'll still be tracking your food. You'll still be drinking your water and doing your workouts. I've given you some home workouts as well to do. So I know you're big into your running, but we kind of hit a small roadblock there, and you got a small bit of shin splint. So we decided to add in on my app a few home workouts as well, so you wouldn't be putting that strain on your shin to leave them recover, and you're still getting a workout in then as well. This coming week, we'll also be looking a small bit more into your lifestyle, so being how your mood is before and after food, how your sleep is, are you getting enough sleep, all that sort of stuff. So we just build on it, put the blocks in place every single week.
Yeah, very good, Sean. And I suppose, look, as you pointed out there, I do like to do a bit of running now and again, but usually what happens with me is I'll do it for a couple of weeks, go through a phase, then, you know, I'm on the other side of the road, up watching people run and stuff like that, so I kind of fall off the wagon and, you know, eating all this unhealthy stuff. But I suppose, look, we're only a week into it, and I am going to be, I suppose, towing the line tomorrow morning at the local park run at 9:30, so hoping to get back into that maybe and you know, running every week, which is, you know, down to the program I'm on, I suppose. More motivated is the word that I'm looking for.
Brilliant, yeah, and that's what we want. We want to keep you motivated. Like this is all. It's very simple, but it doesn't mean that it's easy. Simple doesn't always mean easy, but we're trying to keep it as simple as possible, and when things do get hard, then I'm here for that accountability all the time as well, and checking in with you.
Yeah, great stuff. And just in terms of, I suppose, kind of being, you know, a fitness instructor, coach and all that kind of stuff you do, there must be great satisfaction out of seeing and people, clients and stuff like that lose weight.
It is, yeah. Like, you see people change. Once you change, like, your food and your water and your do a bit of exercise, like, you know that can change your mood. You can go out for a run there, as you know, and you come back 20 minutes later and you're a different person. Like, but to see people change over weeks and months is really, really satisfying. So job satisfaction is quite high in this industry, thank God.
Yeah, and I know people will probably be listening here and there, probably saying, you know, I can't run, or I don't want to go to the gym, you know, I can't go to the gym or stuff like that. But it isn't all about running and going to the gym. I'm sure you have, you know, clients as well that are losing weight from, you know, following, you know, a program, healthy eating and out walking and stuff like that.
Exactly, yeah. I've one client, I just do yoga with her once a week. I have another client who doesn't even track her food. She just goes to the gym and checks in with me, and I have a whole different array of clients, and I'm actually taking on more clients at the moment as well for April, May, June, for June. So I'll be posting about that on my social media, Sean Power Fitness, in the next few days. So if there's anyone out there who's thinking about online coaching and they don't really know what it is or whatever, then you can get in contact with me as well through either SeanPowerFitness.com or through CRY as well. I'll be tagged in the post as well, and we can have a chat and just see where I can help you.
Yeah, very good. And I suppose, look, finally, before we finish up, we will be uploading a couple of posts, no doubt, over the course of the next 7 days about my progress and stuff like that. So stay tuned.
Yep, 100%. Stay tuned. We'll be posting on my page and on the CRY page as well, so follow along and give Barry some encouragement as well. Like, what he's doing is great. Look, he's taken the first step and got in contact with me, and we put a plan in place, and he's going to do great. He's already doing brilliant. He's down there, what did you say, 5 pounds, is it?
Yeah, 5 pounds, yeah.
2.3 kilos in the first week, and it's not all about the weight as well, but his mood has improved as well. You said you were feeling good and you weren't getting any cravings as well for a takeaway or a pint during the week as well, which is always good.
That's exactly it. I'm not even going out for the Champions League final tomorrow night, Sean. That's what you call dedication, isn't it?
Very dedicated.
Yeah, well, look, for the first 6 weeks anyway, well, for the first couple of weeks, I think I have an outing coming up that I have to go to in a couple of weeks' time. But other than that, I just kind of want to, I suppose, you know, get the weight down first, and then maybe, you know, thinking of, you know, like just to manage it and stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll look at that. Any social outings that you have or any things you've coming up, we can always work around that as well.
Great stuff, Sean. Look, looking forward to it. Thanks for your help over the course of the last week, and looking forward to another week of it, of course, and you'll be back the same time next week.
Brilliant, yeah. Thanks a million, Barry.
Yeah, great stuff there. Sean Power of Power Fitness, thanking him for his wonderful help over the course of the last week. So keep an eye out on the CRY Y'all page over the course of the next week. Plenty more content coming along, no doubt.